investigation would not be necessary had the Obama administration come clean.
They have been using the deaths of these four Americans for political campaign fundraising. I call on the Speaker of the House to end that process right now.
Upset over Benghazi, Elijah Cummings, the congressman from Maryland, not happy with the continuing theme of more conversation on Benghazi. And that's where we start here in this version, this hour anyway, of America Tonight. Yep, the House okayed the select Benghazi panel. So what does it all mean? What it means is this, that the fire is burning bright, whether you think it's for political purposes or not. Does it do any damage to Hillary Clinton's run, for example, since she was Secretary of State during the Benghazi stuff, when she is running for president? I'm going to say no, probably not. It becomes a talking point, but that's it. But how about the, let's just find out what you got. We said we were going to dig deeper. We were going to dig deeper. I knew I could get that word out. And get the shovels out and really search this time to get the answer. Just give us the answer. Democrats say, and Cummings is very upset about this, that it's just a political ploy to raise cash and to motivate voters. I have to tell you, Congressman Cummings, it does not motivate. I don't think it motivates voters. I don't think it's just, I don't think it's the get out of the vote message for Republicans who are not voting, or independents who might vote for a Republican to get out of vote. I don't think so. I don't. It might create buzz and conversation and flashpoints and all of that, but I really do not believe in an apathetic country as far as voting is concerned that that is going to make them come out in droves to go and vote. No, it's not. So the House voted 232-186 to come up with this panel that John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, insisted would answer questions that have now been hanging around for 20 months, do you believe it, after the September 11, 2012 attack on the diplomatic mission. Seven Democrats who have some tough re-election campaigns joined the Republicans in supporting the investigation. So the panel is going to be the eighth on Benghazi. It is going to look into the entirety of the attack that killed the U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. And in the past, independent, bipartisan, and Republican-led investigations have put the blame on the State Department for the lack of security at the outpost that was part of it. And that led to four demotions where people got knocked down. No attacker, and this is the buggy thing, and for me, this is why you keep pressing the gas on this. This is it to me. No attacker has been brought forward. No justice in this. None. You mean to tell me no matter what the rewards are, none of that? We don't know. We can't find who it was. I find that hard to believe. I think that you got to keep digging. You got to keep digging. Got to get the answers. So the explanations so far have been, it's been kind of a different range of explanations. I'm going to re-rack them for you since I brought up Benghazi from the get-go. I got to give you the payoff. The accusations stand against President Obama, the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and some other senior administration types that were there when this was going on. The big thing is that the administration can't really shake is that they misled Americans about what the nature of the attack was during a presidential election campaign and then stonewalled the investigations, the congressional investigations. So Boehner is saying, look, we're not going to take any shortcuts to the truth, accountability or justice, accountability or justice. If I had my druthers, the one thing that I would want to see come out of this is just by keeping the pressure and having it out there, somehow, some way, somebody answers for the crime. That's what I want to see. I wanted to see them get the attackers. Because we don't, you don't even know some of the terrible details of what happened to this ambassador and what happened to the three others. It wasn't like, oh, I mean, a death is a death, but it wasn't like, oh, we threw a Molotov cocktail into the facility and it just blew the place up. No, it is sick and twisted, some of what happened there. So I think there needs to be an accountability for that. Somebody has to answer for the crime, at least to the best of our ability, trying to find that person, trying to find who it is. I like what Ileana Ross Lettinen of Florida had to say, the congresswoman, the Republican congresswoman from that state. She said, the song and dance. She's criticized the same song and dance. She says it, you know, it's what we heard when we wanted to question Clinton about Benghazi a few months after the attack. And then Clinton's testimony before the House Foreign Affairs Committee was delayed when she missed a month of work toward the end of her tenure after having a virus, which she did legitimately, then a fall and a concussion. And then she was hospitalized for a blood clot. Remember, that was crazy, near her brain. But that was also part of the problem. Louise Slaughter, Democrat from New York, congresswoman, said no evidence uncovered in any of the investigations so far suggests wrongdoing by the administration. Republican claims have descended into the crass and unbelievable. She says this is crap. It is crass and it is unbelievable. In the meantime, Congressman Adam Schiff from California said the questions have been asked and answered time and time and time again. Let's end the political circus. So Benghazi, so you have the record, has produced 13 public hearings, 25,000 pages of documents, and 50 separate briefings. The Select Committee is not going to be the only thing here. There are other Republican-led congressional panels that are going to continue to look into this, including a House oversight investigation, which just last week took the step of subpoenaing, of issuing a subpoena for a cabinet member. And that would be Secretary of State John Kerry, who said he would gladly comply. So that's good. Congressman Steve Israel from New York says of the whole Benghazi thing, of the campaign committee chair called the fundraising off Benghazi despicable and insulting. Do you think this is a fundraising drive? If you think so, I want to know your reasons why. I mean, really, if you're a Democrat, if you're an independent, if you're a Republican, if you don't label yourself as anything because you're sick of all parties, but you have a hot opinion about Benghazi, send it to me. AmericaTonight.net. You click on contact and bada bing, you are in just like that. What's more investigation? Bring someone to justice. Let's see that. And it's interesting that Democrats have parted ways with their party because they know people are not happy about it and they want to be reelected, or why would they jump ship? Coming up next, awesome guest, Naomi Judd. Remember her, the singer with the two famous daughters? She is an activist for a very good cause. She's on next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
You've been looking for love all around the world, baby, don't you know?
And boy, she was the grand dame of country music, still is. Think of the 20 million records, really, plus sold, all the Grammys, all the fun. Naomi Judd, such a superstar and such a wonderful lady and an activist for some great causes. There she is in Washington, D.C. And so what's happening in the Capitol? There's a lot of legs there, the legs of dogs. Four therapy dogs are there for the American Humane Society because they're launching an important study on how assisted therapy dogs can help kids who are diagnosed with cancer. Naomi, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate your time.
Well, of course. You know, we already know that a dog is man's best friend, but this new scientific study that we're doing is seeking to prove that a dog can be a child's best friend when a kid needs it most. So if you've got a kid with cancer, and there are 13,000 kids every year in America diagnosed with cancer, and at any time, there are at least 40,000 kids battling cancer. If they have a dog, right now we're getting hard scientific data, placebo-based double-blind clinical trials to prove the efficacy of having a dog with a kid that is battling cancer, how beneficial it is for that kid and indeed for the whole family.
Yes, so wouldn't it be wonderful to see when you go into the hospitals that you would see those dogs there as companions? We know dogs are loving, but can you imagine the therapy that they could lend to all these kids who are going through such a rough thing? I'm sure you can visualize that.
When I worked as an RN, I worked primarily in ICU before the singing career. I knew, I saw some evidence of how dogs could, for instance, they can sniff out cancer. Dogs have such a profoundly advanced olfactory sense. They can detect cancer. And also, I saw some dogs that could predict before their owners went into an epileptic seizure, before they had a grand mal seizure, so that they were able to pull the car over, get themselves into a safe situation before the seizure happened, and also for diabetics.
Wow. So you mentioned this, the fact that you were a nurse before your singing career started. And I know a lot of people must knock on your door and ask you for help. They know that you want to lend your name to good causes. Did you pick this because of liking kids, obviously, and having an affinity for that and having been a nurse? What made you decide to lend your help in this direction?
Well, I've been fascinated for a long time by the healing power of animals. Because we see it. You know, for instance, if you've got a kid, say, that has Asperger's or autism, a dog is going to be able to potentially draw that child out. And if you've got a kid that's going through cancer treatment that's depressed or maybe not being socialized, you give it a dog and wondrous things happen. So I've always known that dogs had healing powers, and now that the American Humane Association is doing all these studies, and we're very grateful to Zoetis and Pfizer for giving us the bucks. It's all driven by money, of course, but we're really making some progress in helping kids with cancer especially.
Yeah, with the dogs out there today in Capitol Hill, are a lot of people coming around and petting the dogs and whatnot?
Oh, of course.
Of course, who can resist? Do you have dogs? Do you have any dogs?
I have four right now, and they're all rescues. I just lost one. But when I was dealing with hepatitis C, and I was told I had 3 years to live back in the 90s, with my hepatitis C, my little banjo, my little mutt, slept on the pillow with me and was never out of my sight the whole time that I was battling hepatitis C. I can't imagine what it would have been like if I hadn't had Banjo with me.
Yeah, no kidding. I understand that. I've got a golden retriever named Mahalo. I would be remiss not to ask you this, because I know all the people listening to America Tonight will say, oh, ask her how the family's doing. How's everybody in the family doing? How are the girls?
Everybody's fine. Ashley is at home right now. She just got back from the Smoky Mountains, went to the Smokies to do some hiking with a whole bunch of friends. And Ashley has, every Sunday afternoon, we have a picnic at Ashley's house. She lives next door to us on a farm. And everybody lives for Sundays at Aunt Ashley's because she has the badminton net. She has all the games. Everybody cooks, everybody chips in, and so I'm so happy that she's not involved in a movie project right now that I get her all to myself.
Good for you. Hey, last one. You have so many great songs. I can't be driving down the road and not hear one of your songs. Did you have a favorite song of all the songs that you sang?
You know, it depends on what my mood is and what's going on. Music is obviously the soundtrack for our lives, but if it was Friday evening, I wanted to hear Girls Night Out, which is our ode to working girls. And if I wanted to hear a big ballad, I would want to hear Love Can Build a Bridge. If I wanted to hear something really sweet and sappy, I would want to hear Grandpa. So, and then I know people that are getting married right now are getting married to Love Is Alive. And some of our
great song. Yep,
some of
absolutely.
Those ballads.
Yep. Well, Naomi Judd, thanks so much for all you do and for lending your support to this really great cause. Let's hope. Let's get this study going, and let's get more kids connected to these animals and getting them feeling well and that therapy they can provide. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow, how terrific to have Naomi Judd on the show. And you heard her there talking about her own situation when she had hepatitis C and the fact that, as she said, they only gave her, 3 years to live and how her dog, Banjo, was there constantly. She's right about that deal with dogs and sniffing out cancer and problems. It's really interesting that we've seen more studies on that and how there have been some people that have actually been saved because of something that the dog has sensed with their olfactory, as she said, and they're sniffing it out, which I think is absolutely incredible. Another statistic that Naomi threw out there is the 13,000 children who are diagnosed with cancer every year, sometimes upwards of that, and the stories that you hear about with this animal-assisted therapy and what that can do to help them, to calm them, to sort of stabilize their moods, to put them on a happier course, I guess, when they're getting rough treatment for recovery. I mean, the stories that I've heard are absolutely amazing. And we know that therapy dogs have been used before in other situations where there's been some horrible thing that's happened. They've come in to kind of calm the nerves of not just children but adults. So I think it's great that the American Humane Society is trying to, they've gotten the money, as she said, they're getting the money to do this, to do these trials, so they have the clinical evidence, because that's the only way that they are really going to be able to launch this full force, so that doctors and hospitals and cancer treatment facilities, which we know there's a ton of them now, that they'll be able to have that clinical evidence to support that notion that so many of us have seen, that therapy using a companion dog, or for that matter, even a cat, you know, animal-assisted therapy in general, has a definite benefit to the patient, to the family, to the anyone connected to them, and of course even to the animal themselves. But once they can get that going and show the healing power of, I think, these dogs, especially on kids with cancer, what a terrific thing that'll be. And I'm so glad that's on the radar screen, because I've actually seen it. I've seen it not in cancer situations, but I've seen it when there's something tragic that's happened, how the dogs, and having a golden retriever, I've seen that, how the dogs soothe the nerves of the people that are on the site of something that's happened. We saw that in Connecticut at Sandy Hook. That's exactly what they did. They brought in a lot of those retrievers, and it was just a great way to put people back into a different scenario and get out of their heads for a second. So you can imagine what that would do with cancer. They just need the scientific data to be able to prove it, so that this becomes a much easier thing to facilitate. So once again, we thank Naomi Judd for coming on at the Capitol, trying to push this very, very good cause. We'll be back with more.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Show, you know, the door is always open for all of you, right of right, left of left, somewhere in between. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. We're mixing it up in a couple of different directions here. Nice of Naomi Judd to stop by, though, and talk about those therapy dogs. I think the therapy dogs are pretty powerful, and I'd love to see them help out some of those cancer kids, and that's got to be just, I've seen it before. It's just gut-wrenching to see the faces of those parents when they have these beautiful kids that are riddled with cancer. Let's go to Sally, who is in Grays Harbor in Washington, listening to us on 1450 AM. Hey, Sally, how are you?
Hi, Kate. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yes. How have you been?
I'm doing good. I have two things. First, what Naomi Judd said, out here in Washington State, we have a program with disability kids, and my friend has horses, and they use horses where Naomi uses dogs.
Yeah, that's great.
And then I wanted to talk to you. I heard you, I tried the radio on, I heard you talking about Benghazi. You had a guy on named Bob. What was his last name again?
Bob.
Earlier today?
Pete. Well, oh, Bob Ney from Washington, yes.
Yes, that's what. Okay, so I've been following Benghazi, and I told you, 2 years ago, I'm a Gold Star mother. I lost
yes.
my son in Afghanistan. A year after he died, my daughter, was a nurse, and she joined the Air Force and went over there during this time of what happened in Benghazi. She was in Afghanistan, where they were having bombings all the time. They had one, she'd only been there a week, and they had a bombing in the lunchroom.
Wow.
It's just bad. It just went on, and they call them green on blue incidences, and we talked about that. But on Benghazi, I want to say some things, and I appreciate you letting me say this on air. If something was to happen to President Obama, no one would have to be told what to do because there's a contingency plan already in place to take care of the matter. But this same thing holds true for an ambassador, Chris Stevens. No one had to be told to act. So I truly believe there was a stand-down order because one of the guys, Ty Woods, was told to stand down, and they could have sent, they could have sent fighter jets because there were 7 hours of fighting. And Ambassador Stevens was missing for some of that time, for hours, actually.
Yes,
he was
yes.
missing. And then we learned this week that President Obama was not in the Situation Room. You know how they were all in the Situation Room for bin, when they went after Osama bin Laden?
Yep.
He wasn't even in there when we had an ambassador missing. And so and nobody wants to say where he was. So that bothers me. And he's the commander-in-chief. So my next question is, was Hillary Clinton in there? Because she got many, many memos for sending help and aid. And there was even one that had come just days before asking for help. And every other, as you know, every other embassy left because there was an attempt on the British one. And
yes.
they left. So why was
yep.
he there? And we need to, I really, for the parents, I would want to know what happened to my son. And I do know what happened. My son was killed by an IED. But these parents want to know what happened to their sons. And we're not getting answers. And then they knew it was a terrorist attack by that group, Ansar al-Sharia,
yep.
related to them.
Yep.
And they knew that night, and yet for 3 weeks, that's 21 days, they kept pushing this video. So why, if they knew it was that group involved, did they push this video and then send out Susan Wright to the Sunday talk show? These are things that need to be answered. And all the investigations, they have given them redacted memos. But the thing is people don't know what's redacted. Well, that means they black out everything. So what good does it do if I send you a letter, Kate, and I black out everything, and it's like, well, what's this about? I can't read a thing. So that's why we haven't gotten anywhere.
Yeah, excellent summation of what's happened, Sally. I couldn't have said it better. You're absolutely right. That's part of the reason why all those hearings, all the information, and then because of the Freedom of Information Act and the latest round of emails that came out, that's made a big difference, and that just infuriated Daryl Issa more and others who are pursuing this to say, listen, we're not going to let up on this Benghazi stuff at all. So this is the way it goes, and that's why they continue to investigate. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. They knew they were in trouble, and yet they let them stay there and did nothing to cover their back. That's one of the biggest things. And I agree with you also that you heard me say it. Somebody has to answer for this. Come on, let's do it.
Kate, I wrote this blog. I said, how many fire chiefs are there across America? Who doesn't send out a fire truck to a burning building because they think it might not get there in time? That is BS.
Yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Know what you say on the radio. That's BS. Who doesn't send out, you know, a fire truck if there's a burning building? Who doesn't send help? And what's that code? The Hippocratic Oath says, first, do no harm. And in the military, you expect your comrades to come to your help. You're not left behind. And yet they wanted to go. So that tells me somebody said stand down. And that truth needs to come out. Who gave that order? Did Hillary say don't go? And that makes me think. Now, this is conspiracy because I don't know about this, but people said they were running guns supposedly to the moderates through that embassy. I don't know. We need to get to the facts. We need to find out the truth. You know,
yeah.
And that really bothers me that they asked repeatedly for help and they didn't get it. And then just in closing, in Nigeria, we've got those women that are taken.
Yeah.
All the women, the Christian girls, Christian young girls taken and going to be sold. Well, here's another thing. Hillary got very many memos, even one from Peter King of New York, many memos urging her to put that guy on a terrorist list, and she didn't do it. So here again, she is not doing her job as Secretary of State. And that's going to come out tomorrow. You'll probably hear about that. But many, many people urged her, put this guy, the one that took the girls, who did the kidnapping and stormed that building, get him on a terrorist watch list, and she didn't do it. So what was going on with the State Department? That's incompetence. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
There. Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you pointed that out, because you're right. That is something that's breaking right now. Sally, thanks. Thanks for everything that your family's done for this country. Thanks for throwing in your two cents. We appreciate it, and I agree. We need the answers. That's why I say that Benghazi, forget about the politics of it. Let's just hear the answers. Let's get the straight scoop instead of what we're hearing. It doesn't make any sense, and especially being uncovered. How can you leave a man behind? You don't do that. So that never should have happened in the first place. And because of the election year, I think it was partially to cover some of that up because they didn't want to be exposed. And that just exposed them, you know, more. And this was just, what, last Friday, they were putting pressure on the president to confirm where he was during the night of the Benghazi attack. You know, those questions, where was he when that happened? The disappearing 7 hours. If you remember, Dan in Texas called us and made some reference to where he was in the 7 hours. Because he says he's going to be impeached, and we have a long-running joke that I say there's still no way that they're going to impeach Obama, and I said if they do, I'd walk naked to New Jersey, so we always joke about that. But details about the president's location the night of the attack is one of the many revelations that have just started to trickle out. And these new emails, this is why that pressure to uncover and the fact that we have, thank goodness, the Freedom of Information Act, that's how we got the information, or, you know, had it jump-started again with these new emails, asking the questions about, you know, what happened here and why the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and, is getting subpoenaed, and why John Boehner was insistent on getting another investigative committee going. So, you know, that's the bottom line. It's like John McCain said and Lindsey Graham, that saying we don't have an accounting of your activities during the attack is just not acceptable. It's not acceptable because there are logs, there are things that are kept, and when you're the leader of the free world, you have to be accountable for that. Now, Leon Panetta has come to his defense, the then defense secretary. And they say that, and so did Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey. They say they spoke with Obama at 5 o'clock Eastern on September 11th that night. They were both on the same call. They said it lasted 30 minutes. They said they didn't speak again until the attack was over. And, so that was the bottom line. And Panetta said there was no question he was concerned about American lives. And he assured the chief of staff was keeping him updated as to what was going on there. So absolutely there are things to answer without a doubt, reasons and accountability, and Ben Rhodes coming up with the emails from Judicial Watch, which is a watchdog group, and the fact that now these emails bounced out is a good thing, frankly, the whole accountability deal. All right, coming up next on America Tonight, so we are going to the mailbag. Stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Again, the door is always open, 855-266-5283. I love it that the mailbag is always full, baby. So without hesitation, let's go and check the email.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Bob. Bob says, Benghazi. I heard someone say that the other night on your show. Maybe it was actually somebody who had written you a note, so I'm repeating that. I believe we need to just keep following this trail wherever it leads, because that's what you do. The only way you keep them honest is to drill, baby. And the second you let up, that's when they shimmer away. I have to tell you, I really can't stand the Republicans, and I really can't stand the Democrats. I'm not a fan of either, although I do vote. I just try to vote for the person. But with Benghazi, I've heard you say, let's put the politics aside, and I agree. Just find out what happened, for God's sake, and find out for real, not some righty-mighties screaming their heads off just because they want to jack with Obama no matter what, but truly find out what happened. And the same with the left. They're just as bloody bad, so I'm not picking on one side. I think they're equally complicit and just being like sports fanatics, beating each other up for the sake of beating each other up and hardly ever giving the other side credit. Notice I've said side a couple of times. But let's just find out what happened. How about that? Wouldn't it be great to know what happened? Yeah, it's just been, I mean, it's just going to be months of the same thing as far as the politics. That partisan brawling that you're referring to is what you get. And that's what you're going to get more of that. But being able to read what happened, being able to see the emails, and we know this for sure because we said it on America Tonight after it came out. So it was weird, the dilemma over, well, where was Obama? And I think because of those emails, that's why that all just resurfaced again. How come he wasn't in the Situation Room? Where was he and why wasn't he in the Situation Room? And guess what? This goes to the theory of what people are freaked about, the running for president again. He was in Las Vegas. In fact, he was resting during most of that, getting ready for a campaign appearance. He had been interviewed by even some of the people in Vegas. In fact, I had a friend who was waiting with a gaggle of other people to talk to the president because I used to live in Vegas, and so I know the people at the local radio there and also somebody from the Sun Times in Las Vegas. So bottom line is you scratch and scratch and scratch, and finally you get the satisfaction of the itch, we hope anyway. There was one other one about Benghazi, and this was from Todd, and he said, Kate, I've never emailed the show before, but I do like the fact that you say, whatever your politics, I don't care, you can express yourself. And I think that's a good thing. With Benghazi, it's easy to believe that it's just the Republicans trying to wind up the machine. And I'm not a Republican. In fact, I can't stand rhinos, to be honest with you, because I think they're so short-sighted and they're like cyclopses. However, and I'm not a Democrat. Boy, we had a lot of this whole thing. But I do think they were covering things up from the White House. And part of the reason is they didn't want any problems before the election, whatever they could do to douse and put out anything controversial. And I think you've said it on the show before that obviously that this attack was mounted because it was a show of, okay, here's the September 11th remembrance and boom, we gotcha. That was part of it. And the thing that everybody's mentioned, the fact that they asked for help how many times and didn't get it. They shouldn't have really been there in the first place. Let's face it. They shouldn't have been there, and that's the bottom line. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely. You're saying it's scary here. Not scary. You're saying we're in a really dangerous situation. You can feel it. You can feel the tension. They should have been pulled out or at least been given help. A lot of this doesn't add up. So just answer the questions, be accountable, and let's see what happens what is yielded from these next sets of investigations. You know, that's part of the deal. Washington operates on the spin cycle on all sides of this. So if you're running for re-election, if you want your party to get re-elected, you don't want problems. You don't want something to come out that will just freak people out and make them, you know, know truth that would hurt the chances of your party getting however many people elected. So you bury it. That's it. You're trying to bury information that can be damning, frankly. And so that's what I absolutely, and we all know that. Come on, we know that that's what's going on here. Or all of it would just be revealed. And this isn't a new secret game that they're playing in Washington. This has been played for a very, very long time. All right, this one came in from Bob listening to us in Ohio. Kate, I know that you're, besides politics, I know you're a big sports fan. And I have to say, the dog pound is going to rock this year. I love the fact that Johnny Manziel is now a Brown. Maybe we get him cheaper. In the end, he'll get paid if he performs the way that he should. So he wasn't the number one pick, and that's okay by me. I believe he's going to be the savior for this team. So watch out. Sundays will be fun. I'm leaving the politics off this note for the time being. But you know me, I'll be emailing you again soon. Yeah, you do email us a bunch. There's two Bobs. There's a Bob in Illinois and there's a Bob in Ohio, I believe. Here's one from Rachel, and Rachel says, Kate, I was wondering, I was thinking about you today. I was watching the Weather Channel, and they were talking about Dallas and big floods and trees falling down and all kinds of lightning strikes and whatnot. I wondered if you and your family were okay, and was it as bad as they were portraying? Because it certainly looked that way. Yeah, it was a weird day because, like so many of you listening to the show, we're in a drought situation. You can only water your lawns twice a month. It's called stage three, and they've had all kinds of problems with lake levels and whatnot. It's crazy. You drive by a lake and you just see everything. You see roots of trees sticking up. So it was great to actually get the amount of rain. It started off sprinkling nothing, and then all of a sudden just, it's like the skies opened up and dropped giant buckets of water on Dallas, because it was pretty bad. There was flooding in some areas, and trees did come down, flattened a car. Some boys got stuck in a creek, and they got them out, thank goodness. But there was a few scary moments, and yeah, the weather was crazy, especially because we haven't had that kind of weather. And you know how that is. Oh, it's raining? No biggie. And then you're out in it and you can't see. And it's pretty nasty. So thanks for asking that. No, everybody in my world is fine. And I think that the getting the water was good. Wouldn't be great to have your house flooded or to come out and your car's wrecked or any of that. But just to get the rain itself was a very, very good thing. Okay, how about this one from Chris, who says, Kate, did you see this thing about Clinton State Department resisting labeling Boko Haram as a terror group? Now the kidnapping of 300 Nigerian schoolgirls by that radical Islamic terror group. I mean, come on, give me a break. Even Hillary Clinton said it was an abominable thing, called it an act of terrorism. But the State Department under Clinton's leadership resisted and blocked efforts to designate Boko Haram as a terror group. What were they thinking? They pushed for the designation. Those who pushed for the designation as early as 2011 are now saying the department missed a major opportunity to track the target and deadly organization. Of course, once again, we missed the target. Gee, I'm surprised. Are you?
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.